subdivision 2022-01, Mitchell's Corner, formerly known as Henlopen Properties LLC, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Mitchell's Corner subdivision, which consists of the creation of 160 single-family lots. Included in the lots are 100 duplexes and 148 townhomes. Included in the are fully improved street, stormwater management, a landscape plan, and other sites. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee at their meeting of Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Property is located on the east side of Kings Highway, Route 9, and the side of Gills Neck Road, Sussex County Road 267. This final subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, as well as all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 33, Map 8.00, Parcel 37.0. The zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So I have some questions. Do we have the latest version of the DLDOT plans for Kings Highway?
In anticipation of this question, Mr. Chairman, we do. So this is taken from the consultation from February of this year. So.
Right. And how does that align with the plan as presented?
I can side by side, or I can go back and forth.
Side by side would be, I think, great public participation. Might make it a little smaller for folks.
Can't do, Mr. Chairman, is overlay them with the applicants have to compare the two. So that's the Route 9 frontage there. You know, they're not a little bit. There you go. That's
thank you. Looks like they're not really planning for any land along Kings Highway, though?
Here's a landscape plan.
I'm asking for a little too much, probably.
So you can see Langford Lane in relation to that right-of-way, and that right-of-way line is also, so you can see what's happening on the DLDOT side, and you can see what's happening on the application side, if that assists. So
I think it does. It doesn't look like they're accommodating for the landscape.
There's a separate landscape plan in the packet, helps.
I think that's what Jamie has open now, right?
Yep, and I can make this larger, so if you...
Yeah, there it is.
You see that there is a landscape buffer on the rear side of the site. But
there is. It's just missing on QA.
I can zoom in and make that larger. So.
So I might want a little bit more time to look at these two, and I, you know, I don't want to hold anything up any longer than we absolutely have to. But and there is some concern that there may not be the coordination that was expected in one of the conditions of approval. And so I'd like to get some, yeah, if it's possible to get input from the developer around recent, you know, event around what this plan is.
Mr. Collins, the engineer, if you would.
We want to ask for public.
So it's, you know, it's not a public hearing, but we can ask specific questions. You know, that's up to the chair on these. So
are they not supplying something that we ask them to do in our conditions?
I can assist with that question. So in the packet is an evidence from the applicant of emails that exchanged between the applicant's engineers and the Lewis Byways team, and they are included in your paperless packet. And as Ms. Boyd points out, the applicant's engineer is present if there's a factual question.
Do you like the fact?
I think I'd like to ask.
Okay, sure. The engineer could come forward and introduce himself, please.
Now, let me explain to the public that this is not a public hearing. This is simply the commission is going to ask a specific question. I'm going to ask the respondent to limit your comments to whatever question's being asked. And with those rules in mind.
But just before Mr. Lardner speaks, it would probably be helpful to the commission, and frankly me too, just to, if we can, what was the actual condition that was imposed, like the actual wording of the condition that was imposed, so we know that what it is we're addressing, you know?
And I will say from my perspective, it was probably a little looser, maybe.
Yeah.
There shall be, you know, I think either coordination or collaboration around.
That's what my point, yeah. Just to see what it said, because I just don't remember.
And while you're looking at that, just for the record, Ring Lardner with Davis Pointer Fidel, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Thank you.
And this was a conditional use that was approved by County Council.
Bear with me, I will highlight it when I...
Yeah. Should be condition B, I believe, Jamie.
Condition B, yeah.
Again, Mr. Chairman.
Technical challenges.
I can read it out loud if it helps.
I can read it. Is that all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. The developer shall also coordinate with the Lewis Byways Committee on the design and landscaping within the byway corridor. So.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't mean to get us sidetracked on that, but I thought that way we're at least know what we're talking about.
Good stuff.
So is there a written plan that's been agreed between the two parties?
Mr. Collins, there's not been a written agreement between the parties. We have met with the byways on a couple different instances, and we have agreed to work with them on the landscaping of that area. However, we need DelDOT to further advance their plans. We know exactly what they intend to build along that frontage, and without doing so, we could develop a plan it, but then it's going to get ripped out in 5, 6, 7, 20 years. I have no idea what DelDOT's plan is. So the answer to your question is we truly intend to develop that plan, but we need DelDOT to further advance their plans in order for us to come to the table with the landscaping, to work with them and the byways on the appropriate landscaping along that frontage. And to my knowledge, DelDOT is still no further today than they were 2 years ago when they provided that other layout.
Thank you. Is there anything that we can do to get input from DelDOT around when they may finalize that plan? I'm sorry.
I don't think that's fair to the applicant to have to wait for DelDOT.
It's DelDOT.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so... thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Collins.
Anyone else have any other questions before? Okay. All right. I would like to move to defer decision on this, to defer action on 2022-01 Mitchell's Corner, formerly known as Inlopen Properties LLC. To attempt to get input from DelDOT, and if we don't get it, we will take action in the next meeting. Is that reasonable?
We can certainly reach out between now and the next meeting to ask for a written update. We can contact, there's a specific project engineer at DelDOT, and so we can certainly obtain that information between now and then.
I hate holding things up just for the sake of getting DelDOT input that may not come, but if we can get it, let's get it. I didn't notice that early enough to get the input for this meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, if that's the Commission's wish, then we will certainly attempt to obtain something. So.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second it.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-01 Mitchell's Corner, formerly known as Henlopen Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Actually, I'm opposed too, so that motion fails. I appreciate where you're coming from on wanting to get input from them, but. If
past behavior is any predictor of future behavior, the answer will come back and it will be vague and will be have a lot of wiggle room in it, and it really won't give you the satisfaction, give us the satisfaction we're looking for, in my humble opinion.
So, I agree with that.
Yeah,
and I think
agree.
You're gonna they would the developer will have better coordination in trying to work with the byways. And pleasing
I think
and trying
get
to accommodate
further, further
them
faster working directly with the byways
yeah.
people, and we could make that I don't know that we can make it a requirement, but we can certainly make that suggestion in our motion.
Yeah, I think if you do that, then it, you know, it's a final the subdivision plan, so you know, there's not really a condition that you know lives on past final, but I think
right.
you can make certainly make that part of the motion, and staff will understand that as well, you know, as part of the implementation and inspections that occur.
And it remains part of the conditional mm-hmm. use approval, so it's still required.
That's right. It's
right?
still required. It's still a condition of that ordinance. That's right.
Which means it could be revoked if
yeah.
there's evidence that you're not.
Revoked or building permits
yeah.
held or whatever.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. With that in mind, I will create a new motion to approve with the understanding that there continues to be a need for the coordination with the Delaware Byways folks.
I second the motion.
Okay, so moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2022-01 Mitchell's Corner final subdivision plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is conditional use number 1877, Hometown Angola Land LLC, Tidewater Angola Tower, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the elevated water storage tank on the site. Water storage tank public utility was approved as conditional use number 1877 by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, March 15th, 2011, through ordinance 2179. The plan proposes reduction of the area of the utility easement and conditional use, CU 1877 area, from 24,177 square feet to 18,480 square feet on a parcel comprised of 31.17 acres plus or minus, with the tower remaining in its current location and within the specific area as approved by conditional use number 1877. The plan notes that the easement geometries and legal description have been adjusted from the original easement to accommodate the as-built conditions of the water tower and its associated improvements, including access ways and overflow drainage features. Property is located on the south side of Angola Road, Sussex County Road 277, approximately 0.1 feet west of the miles west of the intersection with Angola Beach Road, Sussex County Road 278. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for CU 1877. Tax parcel is District 234, map 12.00, parcel 7.01, and the zoning is General Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, so I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1877, Hometown Angola Land LLC. / Tidewater Angola Tower, revised final site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use 1877 Hometown Angola Land, revised final site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 24-46, Thoroughgoods Solar Elk Development LLC, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and other related site improvements. Conditional use number 2405 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, through ordinance number 2989. Property is located on the southeast side of Thoroughgoods Road, Sussex County Road 333, approximately 0.5 miles southwest of Iron Branch Road, Sussex County Road 331. Preliminary and final site plan complies with the Sussex County Code and all Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and tax parcel is District 233, map 5.00, parcel 187.01. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses the financial security component of the conditions of approval. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary and final site plan for site plan 24-46, Thorogood Solar Elk Development, LLC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the site plan number 2446, Thorogood Solar Elk Development, LLC, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-48, Roxana Volunteer Fire Company, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 13,136 square foot building for the use as a fire station, related parking, stormwater management, and other site improvements. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, at the intersection of Lighthouse Road and Gray's Lane. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the zoning is I-1 Institutional District. Tax parcels are District 533, Map 12, Parcels 93, 93.01, 93.02. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 2448, Roxana Volunteer Fire Company, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second the motion.
We move and seconded to approve site plan 24-48, Roxana Volunteer Fire Company, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-34, DOV Red Barn Verizon Wireless Cell Tower.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction and establishment of a 158-foot tall telecommunications tower to include a 5-foot lightning rod, fencing, and other related site improvements. Staff note that subject to the provisions of 115-194.2A of the code, which requires the submittal of a special use exception to the Board of Adjustment, the site was subject of a previous application for a special use exception, Board of Adjustment case number 12888. And a variance of 8 feet from the 150-foot height limitation established for a telecommunications tower under 115-179A of the code, which was approved by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of Monday, February 5th, 2024. The property is located at 20999 Emery Walls Road, Sussex County Road 528, and is lying on north and east side of Emery Walls Road and the east side of Sapphires Lane in Georgetown, Delaware. The preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 231, Map 7, Parcel 21. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this project is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and move forward for the approval of the preliminary and final, correct? Final. You did have the final?
Yes.
Yep, and the final approval for S-2434 DOV Red Barn Verizon Wireless Cell Tower.
I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to approve site plan S-24-34 DOV Red Barn Verizon Wireless Cell Tower as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-47. Sunrise Condominiums, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Sunrise Condominiums, proposing 6 detached condominium structures, an amenity area, stormwater management, parking, and internal road to be located on 1.2 acres, plus or minus. Conditional use number 2497, multifamily use, was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, July 11, 2024, through ordinance number 3022. Property is located on the east side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 0.1 mile north of the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Indian Harbor Villas Drive. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is 134, District 134, map 5.00, parcel 4.00, and the zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 24-47 Sunrise Condominiums with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-47 Sunrise Condominiums as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022-28 Smoky Hollow, request to amend conditions of approval.
On July 12th, 2024, the Planning and Zoning Department received a written request to amend conditions of approval for the Smoky Hollow subdivision. Smoky Hollow is a cluster subdivision consisting of 82 single-family lots, amenities, clubhouse and pool, stormwater management, private roads, and open space on 11 parcels comprised of a total of 66.93 acres, plus or minus. The plan received preliminary approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Specifically, the request is to amend conditions A, E, and O of the conditions of approval as follows. Condition A, there shall be no more than 81 lots within the subdivision. The area where the lot 64 is shown on the final site plan shall remain undeveloped as open space. The applicant requests that this condition be stricken, that lot 64 be permitted, and proffers a 100-foot buffer to exceed the 30-foot perimeter buffer requirement between proposed lot 64 and the perimeter of the subdivision. Condition E, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision, with the exception of the frontage along Johnson Road. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where the trees or wetlands currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the wetlands or existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior buffer area, the edge of the buffer area nearest to the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. In conjunction with the request condition A noted above, the applicant requests a revision to condition E requiring a 30-foot buffer perimeter buffer, which would require an increased 100-foot buffer between the proposed lot 64 and the perimeter. And then finally, condition O, which states there shall be a buffer that is at least 25 feet wide from all the non-tidal wetlands. There shall be a minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. With the trees currently exist in these buffer areas, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. Requiring silt fencing shall be installed upland of these buffer features using the edge of the buffer area nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. The limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan, and there shall be permanent signage every 300 feet identifying wetlands as non-disturbance areas. The applicant requests to apply the buffer averaging as currently provided for in County Code, Section 115-193B. This plan was submitted on October 28th, 2022, prior to the update of the Resource Protection Code in November of 2022, and is not required to meet the buffer requirements, but is also not permitted to utilize buffer averaging. Properties located on the north side of Johnson Road, Route 390, approximately 500 feet west of the intersection of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 390, and Dickerson Road, Sussex County Road 389. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 18.00, Parcel 20.00, Parcel 20.01, 20.02, 20.03, 20.04, 20.05, 20.06, 20.07, 20.08, 20.09, and 20.010.
We need to discuss this one.
Yeah, I think we do.
I think so. Yep.
That's a lot.
It is. And I think the conditions that they're asking us to change our mind on were made for good reasons.
I agree. There was a lot of discussion about lot 64 and the area that it is was right. Surrounded by the wetlands and all that.
And flooding, yeah. And crossing the wetlands to get to the lot.
Which is left out of their letter.
Yeah, applicants certainly can ask for anything they want to ask for.
Right.
I certainly don't blame them for asking.
Right. Well, we make these conditions based on public testimony and site conditions. And I think, we didn't just take that lot away from them. It we needed to uphold the code. So I'm going to make a motion that we deny the request to amend conditions of approval for 2022-28 Smoky Hollow.
My second.
All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to deny the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2022-28 Smoky Hollow. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is subdivision 2022-11 Hunter's Creek, revised request.
On June 26, 2024, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a revised request to amend conditions of approval for the Hunter's Creek subdivision, a cluster subdivision consisting of 95 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and other site improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 8, 2022. Specifically, this revised request is to amend Condition G of the conditions of approval, which currently states there shall be vehicular entrances to this development via both Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road. This development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements associated with the Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road entrances. To remove the requirement of vehicular access from Hickory Manor Road, the Commission last reviewed the same request at their meeting of Thursday, November 3rd, 2022, where it was denied. The applicant has discussed this condition with DLDOT, and DLDOT will not allow vehicular access on Hickory Manor Road due to Hickory Manor's poor road condition and proposed proximity to the subdivision entrance at the intersection of Hickory Manor and Vines Creek Road, Route 26. The applicant has included DLDOT's letter of no objection and DLDOT's pre-submittal meeting minutes for the record as supplemental supporting documentation. The zoning is MR, medium density residential district. Tax parcels are District 134, Map 11, parcels 102 and 103.
Okay, I think this one deserves some discussion as well. If memory serves me right, it started out actually that DLDOT wanted both entrances, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And I just have a question for staff. Do we have anything from DLDOT that says that DLDOT will not permit the entrance onto Hickory Road? Because this is what the discussion was last time around, and I was looking at the minutes again.
I'm thinking what DLDOT said probably was, and maybe I shouldn't even say this, is you're going to have to do a whole lot of improvements to that road to have an access there, and then the developer doesn't want to do it.
Well, because, and that's my question. That's what it seems like we need to have verified. Because the DLDOT letter that was in the record and which was relied upon last time just says that, where is it? I want to make sure. In the pre-submittal meeting, DLDOT was amenable to the proposed development having only one vehicular access to the site from Omar Road. That's reacting to what they presented, not DLDOT saying, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe DLDOT did say you can't do it, but you know, I just want to make sure our record's clear on this, you know, setting aside, you know, what decision you all make.
Well,
are we okay?
Do you want an answer?
Sure. I'd like an answer.
Right, may come up. I'm going to remind you once again, this is not a public hearing. We have invited the question for us.
Bob Simple, the developer and owner of the parcel. So we went through the proper and full vetting of DLDOT from the very beginning, as customary for every subdivision application. We provided subsequent correspondence directly to Mr. Whitehouse from Mr. Sammons at DLDOT, where DLDOT did not want it. They objected to it. We came back to the commission as a kind of a workaround to provide a 12-foot paved access, emergency access lane out the rear. If the concern from the commission was health and safety or emergency vehicle access, the commission respectfully denied that declined that proposal. So we went back to DLDOT several times. We were provided with a memorandum of understanding executed between county councils here at Sussex and DLDOT, stating that the purview and jurisdiction of all access onto state roads falls directly under DLDOT.
Do you have that letter from DLDOT stating that they did not want it? That's what we're asking.
I believe we supplied all of that.
Not as part of the current submittal, but I do have the email, and I can read the response from Mr. Okay. Sammons, if that helps. So he responded on June 9th of last year, and it was to me. And it says, I wanted to close the loop on this conversation and the confusion surrounding this project. Unless there are some abnormal, compelling safety or operational concerns presented to the department, which we are not aware of at this time, the department supports one entrance facility to serve this proposed development and to be located on Omar Road. The preliminary review of the layout and design of the entrance facility proposed on Omar Road do not present any atypical concerns. The department's review and approval of the developer's engineer's design will ensure it is designed to adequately handle the site traffic safely and from an operational standpoint, meeting all regulatory and design standards.
So, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So, commissioners, then the thing that I would suggest then, and this is what we're requiring everybody else to do, is to have some kind of access, not per DLDOT standards, be able to get into this development. Heaven forbid the other, the main entrance, the one and only, would be blocked.
Yeah, it can just be dirt, just so there's a path.
Your path.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone in agreement with that?
Well, here's the issue. I mean, to say that you were here 2 years ago, the issue is, though, even what Mr. Whitehouse read still is reacting to a design proposal to eliminate the entrance. And that was a requirement of Sussex County to have two. You know, so there's still nothing in the record that says DLDOT prohibits that second entrance. I mean, that's where we're coming to. So I suspect this is a good compromise here.
It is.
Because there still hasn't been anything in the record that shows that DLDOT will not allow that second entrance. Hold on.
It's not a public hearing.
They ask you to take a seat. And I'm sure Mr. Robertson and the White House would be happy to chat with you at a later time. Okay? Thank you. I'm sorry.
At this point, should I defer?
It's up to you all. What do you all want to do?
I think what you're suggesting,
and we require it of everyone, every application. No one's being singled out.
I think that the letter from, hold on, let me back up a second. Because in fairness, the letter that the request of the commission reviewed was in 2022. Mm-hmm. And at that point, that was based on the documentation we have in the record that says DLDOT was amenable to the developer's request to delete that second entrance. The email that Mr. Whitehouse got was a year after that, so that's some new and additional information, you know, that says that, what he read, so I don't know.
But once again, they're talking about a full-blown DLDOT entrance.
Yeah, right.
We're not.
Right.
We're just
talking. Well, originally the commission was.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
And then we reduced, what I'm proposing is to have emergency access, like we're doing with all
yeah.
of the developments now. So that's my motion.
I second.
Do I need to make it more formal than that? We good.
Okay. Let's see if I can figure this out.
2022-11.
Okay, so we're not granting the request to amend the conditions that... Yeah, Mr. Robertson, help me out.
No, I think you are. If I'm reading the tea leaves right from Ms. Wingate, it's the current condition states there shall be vehicular entrances to this development via both Omar Road.
Oh, so we're granting it with the provision that the emergency access is supplied. Is that your
yes,
thing?
Yes, that okay. does not have to comply to DLDOT standards.
Okay.
Emergency access.
All right, I'll give it a shot. It's moved and seconded to grant the revised request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2022-11 Hunters Creek, provided that the development plans provide for emergency vehicle access not required to be built to DLDOT standards.
Well, I think the better, we've had some more standard wording on that because DLDOT gets hung up on that. They think when they hear entrance or access that it means some sort of entrance or access. That maybe a better attempt at this would be, there shall be a vehicular entrance to this development via Omar Road, and there shall be an unobstructed
exit path.
Emergency access.
Emergency access via Hickory Manor Road that remains open and available to use by emergency vehicles, but not paved nor improved.
Correct.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. There we go. Good grief. Okay. Our next item is subdivision 2005-64, the Estuary Revised Request to Amend Conditions of Approval. Well, we're reaching pretty far back here.
Mm-hmm. On July 31st, 2024, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request to amend Condition U of the Conditions of Approval for the Estuary 2005-64 cluster subdivision, which states any wells, water towers, or water tanks shall be located at least 300 feet from adjacent boundary lines. Any proposed water tower or tank shall be painted a sky neutral color with no advertising or identifying logo or script, graphic features, or characteristics. The existing water main extension along Camp Barnes Road from Double Bridges Road and the previously proposed, now under construction, elevated storage tank along Roxana Road at Millville by the Sea will provide water supply and storage for the region and assist in maintaining pressure. In order to proactively plan for the impact of the ongoing development the area will have, GMB staff are actively working with Tidewater Utilities, TUI, to evaluate potential sites for future wells and storage facilities. A site has been identified along Double Bridges Road as a viable option where significant uplands are available for these improvements. An accompanying exhibit has been provided with the Commission's packet with hatching to show this location. In order to accommodate the request and comply with the conditions of approval, GMB is requesting that the language of Condition U be amended to state, quote, any wells, water towers, or water tanks shall be located at least 50 feet from adjacent boundary lines, end quote, instead of the 300-foot limitation as originally approved and stipulated within the condition. Commission last reviewed this request at their meeting of Thursday, January 12, 2023, where it was asked that the applicant provide an exact location for the placement of the water tower, as well as to research where the 300-foot number was originally derived. The applicant and staff have reviewed all the previous documentation, were not able to locate specifics regarding the 300-foot requirement from the project boundary. It is thought that this number was proffered by the development team for the original project. Project property is located on the south side of Double Bridges Road, Sussex County Road 363, and is part of the existing open space within the subdivision phases 1B, 1C, and 1D. The tax parcel is District 134. Pardon me. The tax parcel is District 134, map 19.00, parcel 103.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
Does anybody object to the applicant's request to amend the conditions?
I have to abstain from this.
I'm just curious why we would have had those conditions in the first place. But no objection.
It looks like it was, from what staff determined, that it was proffered initially by the applicant.
Right.
At some point. Yeah.
Right. So I don't have any issues with it. Hearing no issues with it from the other commissioners, Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for 2005-64, the Estuary.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to grant the revised request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2005-64, the Estuary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank
and
you.
And I abstained.
And with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is lands of William and Donna Marconi. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 24-foot easement and existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 5-acre parcel of land into two lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 1 acre more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1 acre more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 3 acres more or less. Proposed lot one will retain access off of an existing 50-foot ingress egress access easement known as Delilah Chase Drive, while proposed lot two and the residual lands will have access off a proposed 24-foot wide ingress egress access easement and the existing 50-foot ingress egress access easement. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the use of the shared drive. The property is located on the north side of Fleet Town Road, Sussex County Road 224. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 121.19. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, just to point out that in 99, the minimum travel width of a travel lane is 12 feet. So for two-way travel, the minimum is 24 feet. The issue here is that the existing building is creating a pinch point here. But the pinch point only exists in this location. So it is open to the commission to partially allow the reduced width and not elsewhere. That's the commission's discretion.
Well, I would add to that with the new road standards, it should really be 30 feet. So, you know, you could, I mean, it looks like there's room to do it elsewhere on this property, go up and around, you know, so, because there's the travel lanes and then, you know, the right-of-way width. So I think you can approve it subject to that 20-foot wide ingress egress easement be widened to 30 feet.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to stay with the 30 feet. You never know what's going to come in and out. And so, Mr. Vincent, you want to go ahead and start that motion?
Yeah, sure. It would be for the lands of William and Donna Marconi. The motion would be to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement and existing 50-foot easement subject to staff's receipt of all agency approvals and an amendment of the proposed subdivision plot to reflect a 30-foot wide easement.
That's my motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, our next item is lands of Joseph B. Isaacs, 14692 Deer Forest Road. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with the proposed lot 5 and the residual lands having access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 5 will consist of 5 acres more or less. Proposed lot 6 will consist of 5.17 acres more or less. Proposed lot 7 will consist of 5 acres more or less, and lot 8 will consist of 6.52 acres more or less. The residual lands will contain 58.8 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located at the southeast intersection of Deer Forest Road, Sussex County Road 565, and Russell Road, Sussex County Road 592. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 430, Map 17, Parcel 14. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and I move to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement with we already have final, correct?
Yep, we have it.
So I'd like to go ahead and approve that. Yes, sir. Lands of Joseph B. Isaacs, 14692 Deer Forest Road.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of the 50-foot easement for lands of Joseph B. Isaacs, 14692 Deer Forest Road. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Carlton A. Rust, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot 1 will consist of 1.4 acres more or less, and residual lands will contain 20.51 acres more or less. Residual lands shall be accessed by a proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement to be known as Cactus Blossom Lane on the parcel. The property is located at the southwest side of Rust Road, Sussex County Road 635. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 58.02. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to for approval of minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals for the lands of Carlton A. Rust.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Carlton A. Rust with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. That completes our